Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." In these three verses, Jesus impresses upon our minds the importance of doing the will of God. Notice it takes more than just an acknowledgement of the authority of Christ to allow us to enter into heaven. It takes more than just a belief in the deity or the nature of Jesus in order to enter into heaven. It takes more than just a mere confession of the name of Christ for us to enter into heaven. Jesus said, "He that enters into heaven is the one who does the will of my Father." In James chapter 1 and verse 22, James said there, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Sometimes we think that we can just listen to the word of God and not do it and still enter into heaven. And James says, if that's our attitude, then we're deceiving ourselves. We're kidding ourselves if we think we can do that. Sometimes we may sit at home and read and study our Bibles and never yet apply the lessons that we learn to it in our life. We may attend Bible class, we may attend worship service, and listen and study and read God's word, but if we don't apply it to our lives, if we don't do it, it's not going to profit us anything. In Galatians 6:7, Paul said, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We reap what we sow. If I sow corn seed, then I'm going to reap corn. If I sow bean seed, then I'm going to reap beans. I reap what I sow. If I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap fleshly or material earthly things. But if I sow to the Spirit, I'm going to reap spiritual rewards, eternal rewards, rewards that will last forever. James says in James 1:25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." If we want to be blessed by God, if we want to be happy, we have to do what God has told us we must do. The psalmist said in Psalm 19 and verse 11 concerning the law or the commandments of the Lord, he said, "In keeping of them, there is a great reward." If we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we must, if we want to be blessed in our deeds, if we want to reap spiritual rewards, then we're going to have to do more than just acknowledge the authority of Christ. We're going to have to do more than just believe in his nature or his deity. We're going to have to do more than just confess the name of Christ before men. We have to be doers of the will of the Father.